Evelyn Dove, Britain's Black Cabaret Queen, by Stephen Bourne and read by Sarah Powell for Saga Egmont. Author's Note. In Evelyn Dove, Britain's Black Cabaret Queen, the terms black and African Caribbean refer to Caribbean and British people of African origin. Other terms, such as West Indian, Negro, and coloured, are used in their historical context, usually before the 1960s and 1970s, the decades in which the term black came into acceptable use. Though every care has been taken, if, through inadvertence or failure to trace the present owners, I have included any copyright material without acknowledgement or permission, I offer my apologies to all concerned. This book is dedicated to Isabel Lucas, 1927 to 1997. Introduction. Evelyn Dove was a trailblazer. She was the first black female singer on BBC Radio and the first black British female singer to cross the North Atlantic and work in America, a quarter of a century before Shirley Bassey. In 1946, she was the first black woman to have her own popular music series on British television. Evelyn Dove was one of Britain's most versatile singers. She was equally at home with spirituals, sentimental ballads and emotional torch songs. Throughout the Second World War on BBC Radio, Evelyn enjoyed the same national recognition as the Forces' sweetheart Vera Lynn, who popularised such songs as We'll Meet Again and The White Cliffs of Dover. Like Vera, Evelyn was regularly employed by the BBC as a radio vocalist. She sang in a wide variety of programmes and shone a light to listeners throughout the dark, terrifying days of the war. Before the war, Evelyn had been one of the true pioneers of the booming cabaret age in the 1920s and 1930s. She thrilled audiences around the world, a black British diva who courted admirers and fans wherever she performed. Her mesmerising movie star looks, grace and glamour captivated those in her presence. Evelyn Dove's career reads like the stuff of soap operas, and it would go from strength to strength in the 1930s. She was a young adventuress who refused to be constrained by her race and English middle-class background. The public and press couldn't get enough of this rising star who, at the height of her fame, replaced Josephine Baker as the star attraction in a review at the Casino de Paris. In 1935, amidst the frenzy of public interest, she arrived in New York to appear in cabaret at the famous nightclub Connie's Inn. This rivaled the Cotton Club as a showcase for top black talent. Her travels then took her to Bombay, now Mumbai, India, where her cabaret act was greeted with applause by wealthy white colonials. It was here that a local journalist enthused, "She is superb. Face and figure, voice and melody, she has everything," has Evelyn Dove. "You see her, and you hear her sing, and you are taken back to a front row seat watching Blackbirds, or the Cotton Club, or Connie's Inn, or just anywhere in New York or Paris between midnight and the milkman." When the same journalist reviewed her opening night, he said, "Evelyn Dove didn't get just the big hand. She got an ovation, a roaring welcome that must have sent all the fish scuttling in terror out of the harbour just outside." Evelyn's extraordinary career was one of many highs and lows. As a contralto trained at the Royal Academy of Music, Evelyn hoped for a career on the concert platform or as an opera singer. But for a black singer of her generation, the world of jazz and cabaret was more welcoming. With the threat of a Nazi invasion over Europe, Evelyn faced restrictions on travelling abroad, but when the Second World War broke out in 1939, the BBC welcomed her. The warmth and sincerity in Evelyn's singing appealed to the British public, who found themselves under threat from Hitler and the Nazis. After the war, Evelyn enjoyed television stardom as one of the BBC's foremost star personalities of the new medium. Evelyn was the first black British woman to make an impression in the world of entertainment as a singer and as a star of revue, variety theatres, cabaret and the BBC. She ventured far and wide to Europe, India and America, but there were limitations. The world was not ready for a black British woman to make a success in show business on a grand international scale or to conquer America. This would not happen until Shirley Bassey, the Welsh...